This is a podcast from CSIS, the Center for Strategic and International Studies, a private nonpartisan think tank located in Washington, D.C. For more, including reports, commentaries, and event audio and video, visit us online at www.csis.org.
We're going to welcome Clark Murdoch. He is the director of the Project on Nuclear Issues at CSIS. And we're here to talk about the nuclear spring, as a lot of people in the policy community are calling it. There's kind of been a rash of nuclear issues on the agenda. So first, what are your thoughts on the recent nuclear posture review? And do you have any particular criticisms, or are there areas where you felt it was incomplete?
I actually think the document, the Nuclear Posture Review, which was released a few weeks ago, is really quite well done, quite well written for a government document. People have to understand that it was part of a process that included the START negotiations position, which was the Prague speech, the changes in our ballistic missile defense strategy, and also, of course, the Nuclear Posture Review itself, which included a number of initiatives being taken in the FY11 budget. So I think as a package, the Nuclear Posture Review and the decisions made in that process were quite impressive. There is one area, however, I think that they left out, and that is I know that they were considering greater transparency about the U.S. nuclear stockpile, and that was missing. And I think that's regrettable because the United States will have to set the standard for other nuclear powers by being very transparent about its own holdings.
Does the signing of the new START treaty have significant ramifications for U.S. nuclear strategy?
Not for either the strategy or the posture itself. I think failure to have signed a START agreement would have had implications in terms of, you know, reversing the course of U.S.-Russian relationships and might have created a more dangerous environment when it came to competition with other great powers. So I think it's a modest but useful arms control treaty whose greatest significance is in the fact that they reached agreement and didn't fail to reach agreement.
Do you expect tangible progress to come out of the upcoming Non-Proliferation Treaty Review Conference in May?
Again, you have to look at what your standards are. At the last review conference in 2005, the United States was isolated. It split apart from its UK and French allies and was the recipient of a great deal of criticism at the 2005 review conference. The United States is immeasurably better standing at this time because both the Nuclear Posture Review and its modest changes in U.S. declaratory policy and the START agreement itself will burnish its credentials and improve its standing with non-nuclear states. And so I'm not sure yet what kind of progress will be made because there's many spoiler nations at the NPT review conference and a complete consensus is necessary for any statement. But there's no question in my mind that the United States itself is much better positioned on the eve of this review conference.
Thank you for listening to the CSIS podcast. For more, please visit us online at www.csis.org.